WNRN in studio today, Josh Ritter. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how's it going?
It's a wonderful day, especially when we get to have fun music company in the studio.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really great. And it was the beautiful rainy morning, and then now it's brightening up. It's gorgeous.
You brought the sunshine.
I signed a lot of paperwork for it.
Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band performing tonight in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater. Adeem the Artist opening up the evening, and they actually stopped by and had a session with Bob Masago today. So it's a fun day full of live music. Could we start off this session with something new from Spectral Lines?
Yeah, sure. This is a song called Strong Swimmer. On the night that you were born, your mama, who had many friends, took you down across the reach to meet the tide coming. There were no lilies from my footsteps. There were no temple curtains torn. Still I felt you move inside me. A strong swimmer to be born. La da 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 da. The wind was in my hair, and your cheeks were flecked with salt. Your eyes were two boats for the moon. I said, a strong swimmer you'll be called. La da 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 da. Now I cannot believe the sea, the leagues that you have swum. Can I believe you once were me and you and I were one? Time only travels one way, I'm afraid, still I'm a fool. Cause in my mind I try to wind the twine back on the spool now. Well, I'm standing on the cliffs, in the cold sea far below, and the birds that float the midway air like driven flakes of snow. I cannot go where you are going. I can no longer fight those waves. Still I'll watch you till you're out of sight. Strong swimmer all the way. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. On the night that you were born, your mama, who had many friends, dropped you down across the reach and let the tide come in.
Josh Ritter in our Charlottesville studio today, ahead of his performance tonight in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater. Doors are at 7. And so Spectral Lines, the 11th album, it's out. What was it like making this one? I'm curious about the title, because to me that's an astrophysics term, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how does that relay into your own inspirations?
You know, I'd always been a guy that looked up. I always prided myself, you know, when we went on camping trips, I would lie out and watch and find the satellites, you know, the ones that were just streaking across the sky. Spectral Lines is the name of the way they read the atmosphere of these exoplanets. When a far-off planet passes in front of its own star, the light from the star shines through the atmosphere, and we can read those lines called spectral lines that tell us what the constituencies of the atmosphere is, and whether it might be a good place to, like, look for someone else. I think that's amazing. And we do that all the time in our own lives, you know, with people and with our obsessions. So I think that's cool.
So when your fans are listening to Spectral Lines, do you want them to have that idea of connection as a theme throughout?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, however anybody chooses to take in, and I'm very excited. But I found that the unifying theme on these songs was connection.
It's very apparent when you listen to it.
Yeah.
Would you mind playing another track from the new album, please?
Sure.
It's Josh Ritter, live at WNRN.
Actually, while we're talking about it, I'd like to play this song, which is not on the album, but is one that's very special to me. This is called Truth is a Dimension, Both Invisible and Blinding. ¶¶ I got off the highway north of Desert Canyon Station. I was driving with my headlights off, just stars for navigation. My telescope, my notes, and my ham sandwiches and coffee. Sometimes you must be all alone, there ain't no way to not be. I was thinking about Tanya, how things had rearranged and everything had gone full circle. We were back to being strangers. She was with a man named Neil now, that's all I knew about her. But I was happy she was happy, real happy that she found him. It was just after 11 when I pulled off at the lookout. The parking lot was empty, though the air still smelled like cookouts. And yes, I admit I toked one. That doesn't change what happened anyway. You're not my parents, and it really helps my mapping of the system 611, a Magellanic cluster I'd been watching for a while. I got my telescope adjusted and I turned it on an unassuming patch of dusty sky. There was really 50 million stars, a billion light years wide. Then all at once it felt as if time had been suspended, and a vision poured into me like a bottle'd been upended. I was filled with revelation, both infinite and finite, that filtered down the telescope, encoded in the starlight. It said truth is not immutable, itself is a dimension. Truth can be both weighted down and warped in strange directions. Truth has a shape that alters each according to observer. Sometimes you must be close to it, sometimes you must be further. Truth can bend and truth can break, depends on how you ask it. If Fraser, it may blaze out at some Paul bound for Damascus. And it sometimes gets mistook for God, sometimes for a servant. It both exists and doesn't, like a star that's not observed yet. Which all at once returned my thoughts to System 611, still twinkling down the telescope into my mind from heaven. And I stood there looking upward as the darkness turned to dawn, and received that strange transmission till finally it was gone. I knew beyond a shadow my discovery was real, but the person that I longed to tell was sound asleep with Neil in some parallel dimension. Maybe Tanya was still mine, in this one she loved someone else that left me to search the sky. So I went ahead and wrote this to alert you to my findings. I call it truth is a dimension, both invisible and blinding. You can give me the awards now, you can knight me or whatever. I've got nothing going on now. Me and Tanya aren't together. Oh, just go ahead and laugh at me. All of my conclusions, symposiums and seminars and think tank institutions. You may even talk to Tanya. Let me ask you if you do, please tell her I still love her. That will always be the truth.
Josh Ritter, live at WNRN tonight in Charlottesville, performing at the Jefferson Theater. Doors open at 7.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
I was poking around on your Instagram and saw that tonight at the show, you're actually going to take some dedications from the audience.
Oh, yeah,
People have been able to submit their dedications. I'm wondering if those that are planning on attending tonight still have time to get in a dedication.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay.
It's on my website. Mostly the dedications are like not dedicating like songs per se, but I felt like let's not take for granted, continue to celebrate the fact that we can all be together in a room together. And maybe you're with somebody, or you want to send a dedication to somebody at the show. It's just a thing, and I pull them out of a hat and read them, and they're really funny and
I love
sweet.
That.
Yeah.
And how really interactive.
Nice. Yeah, it's good. It's good for our show. It's good for the heart. You know, it's fun.
So during that time where you weren't touring, we were all kind of forced inside for a little bit. How did you release your creativity?
It was a real strange time, you know. For one thing, there was not a notion at the beginning that, besides the fact that we were not going to be playing shows for a long time, we didn't know if we were going to be, you know, musicians didn't know if they were going to be able to be in a room together to make music anymore, you know. So the songs that I wrote were really written for this record, were written with, you know, several of them at the beginning with no notion of when they would be what they were. They were just songs that I was writing, you know. And for that reason, I feel like they have their own special place in my heart, because they were like the first songs I ever wrote, you know, which was like, they were just things that came out of me, you know, and that's really special.
Wonderful. Spectral Lines out now. And if you're a fan of WNRN and been listening for a while, we've been playing For Your Soul. Would you mind sharing that with the audience now?
Sure, yeah.
It's Josh Ritter, live at WNRN.
Thank you very much, Amber. You with the light in your face, who walketh only in grace, things about to get tough. There's a battle that rages, you can't wish it away, you'll have to fight for your love. For your soul, honey, for your soul, honey, for your soul. For your soul, honey, for your soul, honey, for your soul. Will you be worthy and yet unworthy in the same breath? Look yourself in the mirror. Will you be righteous and strong by saying when you were wrong and put aside your own fear? For your soul, honey, for your soul, honey, for your soul. For your soul, honey, for your soul, honey, for your soul. You with the light in your face, you who can see your own way, things about to get hard. No time for spinning your wheels, hoping to magically heal what might just tear you apart. For your soul, honey, for your soul, honey, for your soul. For your soul, honey, for your soul. For your soul, honey, for your soul, honey, for your soul. For your soul, honey, for your soul, honey, for your soul.
Josh Ritter live at WNRN tonight. He's performing in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater along with the Royal City Band. Doors are at 7, Adeem the Artist opening up the evening. For Your Soul, a song we're very familiar with here at WNRN. It's been sounding great in the
Thank
mix.
Thank you for playing it.
Thanks for stopping by today. And I just want to ask you about one more thing before we part ways. You had a pretty big honor recently. Bob Dylan performed a song that you wrote. How did you find out about it? What did that feel like? Give us some insight.
It was an absolutely bonkers moment. I was backstage in Dublin, and I was about to play a show, and my friend and sometime producer and guitar player Josh Kaufman, in the band Bonnie Light Horseman, wrote me and said, you know, dude. And then that's the only text I got for about 5 minutes. And then the next one told me that Dylan had just sang a song that I had written back long time, 25 years ago, that was then recently recorded by Bob Weir. It just dropped me. I couldn't believe it. It was, you know, that's to tell that kid, you know, at that age that he was on the right track was a really amazing feeling. So it was a through the veil kind of moment.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What an honor to have someone you look up to perform one of your songs.
It was, truly.
Well, you're an amazing singer-songwriter in your own right and a novelist, so if you want to read something from Josh Ritter, you have some books out there as well.
Yeah.
And if you want to make a dedication tonight, if you're going to the show, get on his website and put your name in the hat, because maybe he'll pull out what you have to say in the audience, be interactive. Again, doors at 7, Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville, Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band. Thanks for stopping by WNRN.
Thank you so much.